You are not alone. When there's so many of us can't afford a home. When there's so many of us who can't get a job. Man, I don't need your crumbs, I would rather starve. Strike that. You are not alone. The American dream, it wasn't ours to own. The American dream, it has requirements. Your very blood knows.
What do you do if you're broke, the rent's due, and your next paycheck is weeks away?
Your friends and family can't spot you the money to keep the landlord from kicking you out on the street.
You've got a job that barely covers your monthly expenses, but last month you had to lay out extra to fix your car or to pay for a new prescription or to help out a loved one.
One solution is to get a payday loan to tide you over. Almost 12 million people take out one or more payday loans each year. Problem solved, right?
Well, let's see. I'm Mike.
And I'm Cassie, and this is Strike Debt.
In this show, we will explore what could possibly lead to a situation where a customer could pay an annual percentage rate of 500% just to get by or to get over an unexpected financial hurdle. We aren't talking about big fixes. People are relying on predatory payday loans to send their kid to a doctor, to fix a broken windshield, or to get a tooth pulled. To understand this, we investigate and share how the commercial payday lending industry works.
And you better believe that we won't just leave you with the cold, hard facts of loan sharking. We'll also take you to a place where there's a true alternative brewing. It all starts back in Oakland, where the world's first community check cashing and payday lending storefront opened. And you wouldn't believe it, but they're a nonprofit organization. So, Mike, what exactly is a payday loan?
I guess I look like I live on the edge, don't I?
No, I mean, I wasn't implying...
Gotcha. Ha, look. We both know you can't profile a payday borrower because anyone can find themselves in desperate need of cash, even a Rockefeller.
Thanks.
Payday loans are small credit loans marketed as a quick and easy way to tide borrowers over until the next payday, but with very high interest rates and fees. The appeal of payday loans is the flip side of the barriers to traditional banking: convenience, ease of transaction, and few questions asked. The typical storefront payday loan leaves borrowers indebted for more than half of the year with an average of 9 payday loan transactions at annual interest rates of over 400%. And if you think that's bad, try 800 to 1,000% APR in the case of online payday loans.
Okay, let me get my head around 400% interest. That means that I could end up paying $1,200 for a $300 loan... or four times the amount that was loaned to me? Wait, how on earth does a $300 payday loan become a $1,200 debt? Magic? Sorcery?
Payday loans are carefully structured to bring about this result. When you take out a payday loan, you put down collateral, like a post-dated check or electronic access to your bank account. And that security has to be equal to the loan amount plus a fee, somewhere between $15 to $35 per $100 borrowed. At the end of a typical 2-week loan period, you either repay the total owed or renew the loan for another 2 weeks.
Few borrowers, only 2% actually, are able to repay the entire loan. So instead, they pay only the fee and renew the loan, which grows in size due to compound interest. With every renewal, the amount grows bigger, making repayment ever more difficult. In the meantime, the lender goes on extracting fees every 2 weeks, and pretty soon, you've repaid the amount of the original loan, yet you're forced to continually renew the loan until you can repay the hugely inflated balance in one lump sum.
Make no mistake, payday lending is legal loan sharking. The aim is to prolong the duration of the debt in order to extract as many fees as possible. This is known as churning. And doing this every 2 weeks makes up 75% of all payday loan volume. Typically, payday loan debt lasts for 212 days, and repeated payday loans result in $3.5 billion in fees each year. Still, 12 million Americans have used payday loans over the past year. According to the CFSA, payday advance customers represent the heart of America's middle class. This particular industry's talking point has truth to it. The core market for payday loans are people with regular incomes and bank accounts.
While it's best to avoid payday lenders entirely, if you have outstanding debt with a payday lender, remember, payday loans are unsecured debt. This means that it is a type of debt or general obligation that is not collateralized by a lien on specific assets, like a house or car. So, in the event of default, the lender has no legal claim on your assets, no matter what the debt collectors say.
Many people default, and expectations of that outcome are built into the business model. The typical risk premium, being the cost increase required to compensate for credit risk, is so high that even with 15 to 20% default rates, payday lenders are highly profitable.
In the event of default, lenders' only means of retaliation is to threaten to report the event to a credit reporting agency. In that spirit, payday lenders also may offer harassing phone calls and letters threatening legal or pre-legal action. They commonly try to persuade borrowers that repayment of payday loans strengthens credit. The industry even funds research to peddle this myth. But it's not true. Most payday lenders don't report their loans at all to credit rating agencies.
I wish there was an ethical company making these loans so that I didn't have to borrow money in fear.
Well, hold your horses, because I have good news. There are two extremely alternative financial service providers that we know of who offer rates and fees way lower than any of the others.
Why do they do that?
Because they're actually not-for-profits.
Non-profit payday lending? Altruism meets finance? Now I've heard everything.
Well, actually, you first heard of it when I said it at the beginning of the show. The first not-for-profit check-cashing and payday loan enterprise opened in the Fruitvale section of Oakland in 2009. Get this. The storefront is called Community Check Cashing, and from what I can tell, it actually is a community of people who want to retool the meaning of alternative financial services. For example, instead of doing a credit check before offering a customer an affordable loan, they offer financial counseling to help people understand how to manage their money and avoid debt traps.
While the other lenders are luring them into those traps.
Exactly. Everyone needs a loan sometimes, but that doesn't mean they should be punished or shamed by it. Yeah.
But I think you're suggesting there's an alternative option, that there are two not-for-profit organizations that offer more affordable loans and check cashing without trying to swindle me. How much do they charge, for instance, for cashing a check?
I interviewed the president and founder of Community Development Finance, Dan Leibson. How about I play that?
What do you think I'm going to say? No?
Today we're speaking with Dan Leibson and Luis Diaz. They work at Community Check Cashing here in Fruitvale. Dan is the founder, Luis is the store manager, and they both are doing financial coaching here. What is it like for your customers who come in? What's the difference in experience between using your store and using a traditional check cashing?
There are several major differences from our perspective. First, and I guess most obviously, our prices are much lower. They're half to a third lower. That's certainly very appealing and of great interest to our customers. Secondly, our process for obtaining a loan is much longer and more complicated. We ask for a lot of information that the other stores don't ask for. As a result, many people don't bother to wait because they can go down the street and get a loan much more quickly. And in addition of the people who do apply, we unfortunately have to reject some portion of them. Third, our customers are very loyal. When people are late, and this was a real surprise to me, and I think to Luis also, when they're late, they call Luis up. They tell them that they're going to be late. They basically tell them when they're going to come in. Fourth, I think our collections are much different. At the regular payday lending stores, on the date the loan is due, they send the check in or they ACH the fund. We don't do that. We wait and we work with people. We'll call them. We give them, in some cases, people just need a day or two. In other cases, sometimes people need weeks and occasionally months to repay. And we work with them if they're sincerely trying to work with us and repay. Fifth, we offer financial coaching. We try to assist them in a variety of ways, specifically in regards to payday loans. We try to encourage them to take smaller loan amounts rather than larger. People want to increase the amount, and Luis argues with them about that. He encourages them not to do it. We also encourage people to take out the loans less frequently as ways to reduce their exposure. And finally, Luis has talked a number of people out of getting these loans altogether. Some have just stopped cold turkey. Others have done it over a period of time. I think we're up to about 40 of our customers that we've talked out of payday loans who have stopped. We've seen people whom we would consider as being in a payday trap. We've added up their fees. Luis told them what they've paid in fees. Some people have just stopped. They've made real changes. Also, many people just aren't able to do that.
Many people do not recognize how much money they paid over time on those loans. So we were able to have that connection. For instance, I have a client which I told, you know what, on this loan you paid $600-$700 on a loan, which is twice what you get every other day. And they think, it's time to stop, it's time to do something.
Luis, do you want to tell us what your relationship is like with the customers and what those phone calls are like when people call and ask for an extension?
Initially, I have the first approach with people, so somehow I feel that I'm connected with them. I see their need, I see their issues, and somehow we are on their shoes. They say, we don't have the money today, can I take some time? And we are flexible on that. Okay, tell me, how long can you take to pay off this loan? And they comply, they tell us. But it's more connected to flexibility and the connection with being one-on-one to them. We understand them, and they understand us too.
So when you give people a chance to actually be responsible and pay back as they can, then they actually do.
Yes.
In terms of paying back, our loss rate, because of the relationship that Luis and our company has established with our borrowers, our loss rate is 0.75%, which is amazing for this industry. It's amazing for almost any type of loan. And we've made 3,341 loans as of yesterday. So it's not a small amount of loans. The total loan amount is $861,000.
Well, thanks, Dan.
That was Dan Leibson, president and founder of Community Development Finance here in Oakland.
We'll be checking in with Dan. We'll be talking to Dan in future shows about new tools his company is developing for helping people avoid the debt trap.
So we're done.
Well, for now.
Okay. You've been listening to another show about debt resistance and radical finance from Strike Debt Radio. I'm Mike.
And I'm Cassie. Thanks for listening.
You are not alone. When there's so many of us can't afford a home. When there's so many of us who can't get a job. Man, I don't need your crumbs. I would rather starve. Strike that. You are not alone. The American dream, it wasn't ours to own. The American dream, it has requirements. Your very blood.